Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Welcome back to Bad Attitude, the podcast where we dive into the creative prowess behind local VCU artists. On today's open mic episode, Abby will be sitting down with Caroline to talk about recent pop culture news.
Hello, Internet. Welcome to open mic.
Hello.
I'm Abby.
I'm Caroline.
And today we're going to be talking about, you know, pop culture, but I think we're going to dive into music festivals today. So, yeah, so exciting.
There's been a lot of announcements recently for music festivals.
Yes.
A lot of good lineups, a lot of crazy ticket, like...
Oh my gosh, yeah.
People trying to buy tickets is a mess right now.
Yes.
So yeah, we're going to yap about that for some time.
Where do we want to start?
I think we should start a little local with some recent news that people aren't happy with.
Yes.
Up in Merriweather.
Merriweather
Post
Pavilion. But
all things go.
New York City.
And all, yeah, New York City now. All things go after they did, what did they do? They added like, it was a separate weekend for the Forest Hills.
Oh.
Last year, right? It was like around the same time. Chapel Rome was on different days. That's what confused me. They added the New York date last year on the same weekend. I thought that was interesting. I mean, I think New York has got ball. They have enough.
They have, like, everything. Radio City Musical. They have all this
not
stuff.
Not to be, like gatekeepy or anything, but all things go. I love you. You have a great lineup. Why are you adding more stress, adding a New York date?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, New York, D.C. is not that far, but having artists, like, go from New York City to D.C.
in one day. It's a lot. It's just very interesting, and they work really hard, and I, you know, maybe it was because they work so hard to pay these artists. Maybe they needed a second date to, up their budget, but when you're doing it again and it was already chaos last year buying tickets, and instead of helping those that went years before have no issues getting tickets from resellers, you guys are offering a $50 a year membership for a festival that you would have to choose only one of the dates, because, you know, New York and DC, it's the same weekend, so it's not like you could go to like both if you wanted the option. And you got like, you get a little newsletter, I think, from Boomfy.
Dude.
Boomfy, I'm gonna be in your walls if you.
You're dead.
You're gonna try and make me pay $50, and that's not even the ticket.
Yeah.
Before the lineup is even announced. That like is triggering me back to Something in the Water, which. Rest in peace to that. I honestly don't think it's coming back.
Oh.
In my opinion. Well, Virginia Beach.
Yes. Oh.
The city of Virginia Beach decided earlier that they weren't going to allow it to happen.
Oh.
And now there's a free festival coming, and I don't think they're honestly going to let Pharrell back. And I have my own beef with that, because I was excited being from the 757 to have a music festival, and I don't think Pharrell does actually care about it. I think he cares more
He's
about...
He's a pretty popular guy.
I think he cares more about Louis Vuitton right now. And
what?
Lego Movie was good. I'll give it to you.
It was actually a really good movie. I like the music in it too, but... Dude.
Boy,
please. I'm begging you, Pharrell. Please get a team for Something in the Water. Please. I want to go back. I never got to work merch for it, and I was supposed to work for merch for it this year. Mr. Williams, I needed that money.
I'm going to go back to All Things Go just for a second.
Do you have any predictions for people this year?
Predictions? I mean, I feel like they're going to... Since Chapel Roan, unfortunately, backed out last year, I was a victim. I did have tickets. And, I mean, I was there when Muna was... They put it on the screens and they put it on social media.
I would have freaked out.
People were screaming.
Honestly,
so
that's...
It was pretty awesome.
For me, personally, that's equal to Chapel Roan for me.
Oh.
I've never seen Muna, and I would die to see them live.
So good.
I think Lucy Dacus could headline or be like before headliner.
Yeah. I don't know, because they made 3 days.
Three days is a lot. I forgot they,
Dude, I can't do that.
I think they'll try and add I think Rachel Chinariri might make a comeback. I think she pulled out of All Things Go last year, and I was bummed, as if I bought a ticket. I would have bought a ticket for her, but I was really bummed for her because I'm really waiting for Rachel Chinariri to have her moment. She just opened for Sabrina Carpenter in London for Short and Sweet. And I think she might come back because she's about to do a U.S. tour. And if she was on the lineup, I would actually consider buying a ticket. If it was her and Muna, I think Julian Baker and Torres are going to be there for sure.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. It's just All Things Go, like, their social media, because I follow them, because, like, yes, I went to it, but their social media annoys me. Like, I get,
it's like,
they
page.
Have to keep the hype up, like, all year round, but it's so annoying.
It gets to a point.
Me thinking about All Things Go Festival.
Like, if you're thinking about a drop lineup.
Drop the lineup. I don't care about Boomfy's besties, All Things Style. They're doing too much.
Yeah.
I don't need Boomfy's besties newsletter about style, All Things Real, R-E-E-L. Movies, shows, and actors on our radar right now. You're a music festival. Yeah. Stick to being a freaking music festival and drop that freaking lineup.
Drop it. Drop it now. Drop it. Because what is this, September?
Yeah.
This is around the same time as Iron Blossom. Iron Blossom had their lineup dropped.
My favorite lore about Iron Blossom is that it was supposed to be in Monroe Park.
Oh my gosh. Noah Kahn. Imagine if Noah Kahn and Hozier actually got to perform in Monroe Park. Where were they going to perform?
Where?
The fucking second floor of that gazebo?
The Wheat Castle? The police station with the coffee shop on the bottom? First of all, like, dorms? Surrounded by dorms, surrounded by church.
Did they want him to stand on top of the Altria Theater so everyone could see them?
Trees everywhere. It would have been trash. The place would have been a mound of dirt by the end.
Yeah, it was a very smart idea to move it. Switch it to where they do it. Because where they do it now, it's a great space. It's just the, like, training center on Lee Street. It's not too far from here.
Okay.
But it's literally just like a giant patch of grass.
Okay.
But yeah, they have a good lineup. Rainbow Kids Surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Lumineers and Vampire Weekend.
That's pretty good. Vampire Weekend. Just last year.
And then Lucy Dacus is going to the Altria.
Yeah.
Which will be nice. Yeah, I wasn't too impressed by Iron Blossom last year. But I will say I worked merch for the show. And I learned about... The only one I really knew was Indigo D'Souza last year. And playing Mountjoy. I knew a couple camp songs.
Yeah.
But I really liked Dog Park. I'm looking at the lineup from last year. Dog Park, they went to U of R. They're going to they have a Friday Cheers show.
Oh, nice.
I think May 23rd.
Okay.
Tickets are only like $10, guys. I would recommend. Everybody, Friday Cheers.
We're not paid
10,
by them.
Browns
but
Island.
Get on that.
Yeah, Friday Cheers, Browns Island, $10 tickets, $15 the day of.
Yeah, I was watching, there's actually a news segment that popped up on my feed about, like, tickets and stuff. And one segment was about All Things Go and how hard it was to get tickets. And another segment was about scalpers. And he was like, yeah, this is just, I think he literally said, I just care more about tickets than my children. And he was like, oh, huh, like, what? Literally something like that. And then another segment about a band... Oh, I forget, but it has, I think, Jack's Mannequin or something. But they were talking about, like, how much money they actually get from tickets. And it's the band literally gets, like, 10% because of all the fees and stuff. So, like, it does make sense why the prices are going up. But but it's because of Ticketmaster and all this stuff and the venues and Live Nation, which is partnered with Ticketmaster. So bands only want to play with Live Nation things, so they get the money.
It's terrible because, like, at the tours, Live Nation, it's you can't, like, escape it because it's a monopoly for Live Nation and also for AXS because they own pretty much, like, every venue in the world. And then you have to sign a contract with them and you have to sell this many tickets or else you don't get this money. Just put them on the stage, bro.
Can't they
just hand them the guitar? Like, be so...
So, guys, this is support local artists.
Yes.
Snap it up. Like,
don't buy Taylor Swift's merch.
Don't.
If you're gonna buy anyone's merch, make it be the small artist you like.
Yes.
Yes.
Boom.
Coachella
this weekend.
Lady Gaga. I will, honestly, yes. I may stay up, or I may set an alarm, because that's going to be, what, 3 a.m.? She's going on 1 a.m., because it's probably going to be like 10.
Missy Elliott.
Missy Elliott, I will be watching.
Maria's, DJ Master.
Charlie XCX.
Oh, Green Day, Charlie XCX, Weezer.
Claro. Wait, what? Did you see, you see the signs for, have you seen the Coachella signs for this year?
A few of them,
have you seen Leve's?
Yeah, it's pronounced, yeah.
Pronounced Leve.com.
That's good.
I love Leve.
Post Malone, Megan Thee Stallion.
Needless to say, Diva I keep a check. And I don't understand why she was so under fire the other day. Was she attacked by a bunch of men?
Yes, because, it was a meme. Okay, so it was like, people who can't sing, and then it was like, Biba Doobie, and it's like, people who can't sing, and then it was some guy, like, jokingly, like, it was a joke, and she was like, I think going on about just, like, being a woman, and it did make sense, like, but...
Well, let's be real. The men that only follow her only think she's hot. So she just proved their point. But
yeah,
I haven't met one man that follows Biba Doobie that actually could probably sing a song for you. And that's all I'll have to say about that.
Mike dropped.
Mike dropped.
Boom shakalaka.
I'm a Biba Doobie defender, I think.
Yeah, I like her. Good ball. Oh. Olivia Rodrigo, Tyler the Creator, Hoosier, Glass Animals, Benson Boone. Benson Boone needs to step down.
I think
this Mormon. These Mormons these days.
The Mormons, guys.
They're winning
over.
Too much.
They're
I don't know. I mean, they're probably
they beat us in basketball.
Beat us in basketball.
They're everywhere.
Benson
they're
Boone is shoved in our face doing flips on stage.
The Secret Life of Mormon Wives. Not to mention all the Dancing with the Stars pros are pretty much Mormon. They all come from Utah. This is tragic. Travis Scott's going to Coachella. Stop trying to make Travis Scott happen. I don't want him to happen anymore. I don't think he should be allowed at any music festival ever in his life. And that's like a genuine serious thing.
Oh, yes.
Like,
yeah, that was...
Do these people not remember Astroworld?
Yeah.
And you're gonna let him in at Coachella? Y'all are dumb.
Weekend after Gov Ball is Bonnaroo. Olivia Rodrigo, Luke Combs, Loser, Tyler the Creator. That's cool.
I think Rachel Chenery is going to Bonnaroo this year also. I really love Rachel Chenery. You guys can't tell.
Somewhere Festival. I don't know. Wichita, Kansas.
What?
Suki Waterhouse. Kim Gordon. Deadmau5. Oh, that's...
You're taking me back. There's like... I think in like Iowa or Idaho or something, there's like a crazy new festival where it's like
in the
Tyler the
nowhere.
Creator.
Yes.
Lana Del Rey.
What the... Like...
Wait, I think my friends.
I get why they do it in the middle of nowhere, but guys, it's the middle of nowhere. Let's bring it a little closer.
I will never forget this one. Hinterland Music Festival. You're making me want to move to Iowa.
Yeah, but you could get there for like $2. Just hop on a freaking Greyhound bus. Who in Iowa? I mean, I guess it's maybe cheap to travel. Like I said, I think you said that last time,
I said
if you guys were watching, imagining us talking in your mind, then thank you for watching and listening. So how about them apples?
Yes, thank you guys for watching in your mind and imagining us sitting and chatting with each other about music festivals.
Bad Attitude was created by host/sound editor Brett Coleman and producer Abby DeCandia. Are you a musician, artist, or creative of some kind? Reach out to us on Instagram at @badattitude_revoice to possibly become a guest on the show. We're always looking for more guests. Bad Attitude is exclusively a product of VCU's Revoice Podcast Network, VCU's first student-ran podcast network. While you're at it, go check out a brand new episode of Rate This Plate. Thanks so much for listening to episode 14 of season 3.